The amount of corporate money pumped into politics has surged in the 4 years since the U.S. Supreme Court decided the Citizens United case. A new report released Wednesday examines how transparent the 300 largest public companies in America are about how much they give to political groups and where that money goes. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports on how some Charlotte area companies rank on the list.
This is an annual survey of companies you likely know and whose products and services you certainly buy. It's put together by the Center for Political Accountability and the Zicklin Center for Business Ethics Research, which is part of the Wharton School of Business.
At a glance, you can effectively see whether a company is politically transparent or not so politically transparent in terms of what they're volunteering about the way they engage in politics, elections, lobbying, and so on and so forth.
That's Dave Leventhal, the senior political reporter at the nonprofit Center for Public Integrity. He was given early access to the report. No one knows exactly how much corporate money is being poured into elections, since donors to certain nonprofit groups are allowed to be kept secret. But, says Leventhal,
some corporations voluntarily give this information out and say, yes, we make donations to this nonprofit organization or that nonprofit organization, but others choose not to. It's up to them.
That's one of the 24 areas this study focuses on. It then ranks the companies on a custom transparency scale from 0 to 100%.
If you get a score of 0, you are effectively producing nothing and giving no ability to the public to find out any more information about your political activity than you have to give by law.
Mooresville-based Lowe's ranks dead last in the survey with a score of 0, joining 20 other companies. Among other Charlotte-area companies on the list, Wells Fargo and Bank of America are rated in the top half. Duke Energy and steel company Nucor are near the bottom. Railroad giant CSX and oil producer Noble Energy rank at the top of the list. This study has been criticized in the past by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other business groups that point out even those with a 0 rating are still complying with the applicable laws. Overall, however, the study finds at least some level of voluntary political transparency growing in popularity among corporations. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.